It's Wednesday, October 23rd, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbier. The local conference of Youth Namibia commences today. The event seeks to align with established objectives and develop a robust youth climate strategy and action plan. Throughout the conference, participants will engage in interactive sessions designed to gather valuable insights, including targets and indicators. Elkoi's Maria Willem.
At the end of the conference, usually we have a national youth statement, and this national youth statement is what is used, what is taken from all of the nations or all of the countries, and then it's taken to COP. But what we've decided to do this year, and what is different, is that we've decided to curate a strategy and action plan that is specific to youth, that talks about what are the strategies that we want to employ to solve climate change.
The Bank of Namibia has raised alarm about an increase in fraudulent investment schemes that falsely promise financial support for the nation's development initiatives. The scams primarily target high-ranking government officials and traditional leaders, exploiting their reputations to gain credibility. The bank has also observed that religious and traditional leaders are also being approached to promote these deceptive schemes within their communities, further misleading the public. The regulators, Josephina Oscar.
These fraudsters claim to have access to vast sums of money, often valued in the millions or billions of US dollars or euros, and present these funds as investments to finance Namibia's economic development and mega construction projects. In an attempt to make their schemes appear legitimate, they use mainly falsified documents, including forged SWIFT transfers or money order payment confirmations, to deceive individuals into engaging with these illicit activities.
South Africa's Union Federation SAFTU has pledged to defend workers' rights against proposed labor law amendments it deems harmful to the working class. The organization argues that the new laws would permit employers to dismiss workers without proper hearings, reducing protections for younger and new employees, and curtail workers' rights in labor disputes. SAFTU's General Secretary Zwelinzimi Vavi stated that the changes would primarily benefit businesses while undermining workers' power.
If this proposal amendment becomes law, workers and the unions can no longer refer unfair labor practices disputes concerning promotion, demotion, employee training, and benefit provisions to the CCMA.
A fuel tanker explosion in Kampala, Uganda, resulted in the recovery of 10 bodies, according to Reuters witnesses. The tanker overturned around 3 p.m. local time in the Kikogwa suburb, located in the northern outskirts of the city, along the road connecting Kampala to Gulu. Police confirmed that several individuals may have lost their lives and others sustained injuries in the incident. The International Monetary Fund has raised its growth forecast for the United States but lowered its outlook for China, citing concerns over conflicts, trade tensions, and high interest rates. In its World Economic Outlook release, the organization predicts global GDP will remain steady at 3.2% for this year and the next. Finance leaders are convening in Washington, D.C. this week for the IMF and World Bank annual meetings. From there, Benji Haya has the details.
Major economies, the United States, India, Brazil, are all facing a soft landing, according to the IMF's chief economist. In other words, inflation has cooled, but also a recession has been avoided. Here in the US, growth is set to slow to 2.2% next year. That's still better than the central bank's forecast. However, the IMF predicts elections could bring a high level of uncertainty. Donald Trump, whilst not mentioned by name in the World Economic Outlook, has vowed to impose huge tariffs on imports from China if he's elected president. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.